if you take 10,000 people at random, 9,999 have something in common. Their interests and business lie on or near the Earth's surface. The odd one out is an astronomer, and I'm one of that strange breed. My talk will be in two parts. I'll talk first as an astronomer, and then as a worried member of the human race. But let's start off by remembering that Darwin showed how we're the outcome of 4 billion years of evolution. And what we try to do in astronomy and cosmology is to go back before Darwin's simple beginning, to set our Earth in a cosmic context. And let me just run through a few slides. This was the impact that happened last week on a comet. If they'd sent a nuke, it would have been rather more spectacular than what actually happened last Monday. So that's another project for NASA. That's Mars from the European Mars Express. And at New Year, this artist's impression turned into reality when a parachute landed on Titan, Saturn's giant moon. It landed on the surface. This is pictures taken on the way down. That looks like a coastline. It is indeed, but the ocean is liquid methane, the temperature minus 170 degrees centigrade. If we go beyond our solar system, we've learned that the stars aren't just twinkling points of light. Each one is like a sun with a retinue of planets orbiting around it. And we can see places where stars are forming, like the Eagle Nebula. We see stars dying. In 6 billion years, the sun will look like that. And some stars die spectacularly in a supernova explosion, leaving remnants like that.